Hi there, this is Andrew from Asperger's Central, and in this video I'm going to cover quickly the top 10 issues to sensory processing disorder. Now some people may wonder why sensory processing disorder happens and what it is, and I'm going to cover that briefly at the start of this video. Now sensory processing, you think about your senses, your five senses. You've got sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Now those senses typically will go and deliver input to the brain, in which the brain can transmit and respond to and react to. So imagine a busy highway going flat out, flying at 500 miles an hour. Now, on a good day, that's essentially what's happening from the input that your senses give you that goes straight to your brain, typically in a nice even pattern. But sometimes with sensory processing disorder, what happens, and it can be through various other reasons, one of those causes of sensory processing disorder can be something as simple as a misalignment of the spine. Now what happens is those sensory data that comes in from those senses going to your brain essentially doesn't have a very good day. Now that's the input can either be coming in faster than it should, or it can be getting mixed up and crashing with other input, so to speak, if to use a crude way of sort of imagining it. But imagine just for a moment that instead of the nice smooth highway, everything going in the right order, everything's colliding and causing problems, car pile-ups. Now if you think of a car pile-up in a sensory sense, that could be a form of overwhelm that you'd see. So the first of the top 10 issues of sensory processing disorder that I'm going to cover today is sound. Now sound is a big one, because everywhere we go, for most people who have normal hearing levels, sound can be overwhelming at the barest minimums. Now you may find people who have SPD, they cover their ears when there's loud sounds, which could be vacuums or lawn mowers, hair dryers, blenders, kitchen equipment. And sometimes the sound can be so overwhelming that they may end up screaming out or crying out as a result of the overloading pressure. The second type of issue with sensory processing disorder naturally would then follow is light. A sensitivity to light. You'll find people who want to cover their eyes, wear sunglasses all the time. They might stick their head under blankets, under pillows, try to keep the blinds down. They may even turn the house lights off in the room. When you're in the room, they'll turn the room lights off. Generally, when a sensitivity of light exists, you can also often have symptoms such as headaches or in some cases migraines, and it can often be inspired by the overloading or the overwhelm from the light. Now the third one is smell. Now this one often goes under the radar, so to speak. Most people don't realize that some people can be overloaded and overwhelmed by smell alone. When you go to a department store such as Myers or something like that, and they have the perfume counter, for me that can be too much. That can be overwhelming. The side effect of having an overload of smell is you just want to get out of there. You want to get away from it. It's so overpowering that it literally makes you want to be sick. Now, the flip side of this is a lack of smell. There are people who can actually have a lack of smell. So, for example, there could be an overwhelming smell in the room and they wouldn't even be aware of it to the same extent that everybody else would. The fourth one is touch. Now, this works again on a spectrum scale in that there's two ways that touch can come to be with sensory processing disorder. Either a dislike of being touched, get away from me, I can't handle it, ugh, like my skin's crawling. Or you can't get enough touch. You want to hug people, you want to go up and touch them. You often see people who have a touch component of SPD going up and running their hands over things just for the feeling under the skin. They may even do it on their pants and feel the texture of their pants or their jeans or whatever they're wearing. They could walk up to a person and start touching their hair, and it can be quite off-putting to somebody who's not expecting it. Now, the next one is taste. Obviously, being a sense, one of the stronger senses, taste leads us to, within the sensory processing disorder view of things, taste issues will lead to food limitations. People can't eat certain foods. The other option of this, the other aspect of the taste element, is either the taste doesn't taste normal to them, or it could taste bland when it's actually quite flavorful. Typically, people, though, who have SPD, when it comes to taste, they're very particular about what they will and won't eat. They'll know straight away after tasting it, yuck, I never want to taste that again. And it goes beyond just a kid going, you know what, I don't like Brussels sprouts. It's not just a vegetable thing. Taste could be all sorts of things. For example, my son, for him, he doesn't like to eat meat because of the taste of the meat. Next one is clothing. Now, a lot of Aspies and other people who are on the autism spectrum will have their own war stories when it comes to clothing. Number one thing on any type of clothing you'll most likely hear about are tags. The tags on the clothes. They irritate the living hell out of people. And they just, you know, the first thing you can do for an Aspie who is clothing sensitive, so to speak, and this does fall within touch, and the next few that I'm going to be covering do fall within as subsets of what we've already covered. But the first thing you can do, cut those tags off. Absolutely hate them. Now, the extreme of a clothing issue of sensory processing disorder is clothes and certain textures of clothing can feel like they're suffocating. Like they're just completely annoying or uncomfortable to wear. Now, I'm not talking about having to dress up, you know, for your, in your Sunday best, so to speak. I'm talking about, for example, some people might feel like they're wearing sandpaper instead of denim. And quite often, comfortable clothing is the best option that have had their tags removed in this instance. Now, the next element is temperature. You'll see the person, they're either too hot, too cold, or, you know, there's a huge overreaction to the heat or cold, and they'll complain about it, or there'll be no reaction. So in other words, they could be in a 45-degree room, in a 45-degree Celsius, I've got to clarify that, Celsius for all of you Fahrenheiters, in an extremely hot room where everybody else is sweating and they won't have a reaction to it. Or, similarly, they could be in a refrigerated room, a very cold room, and everybody else would be freezing and there's no reaction. So there's two aspects of this. They either have little to no reaction or a massive overreaction. And again, that comes down to the input that's hitting their brain. Similar to the temperature and the heat aspect is pain threshold. Now, you'll have people who have little to no pain threshold. There's no reaction to pain. You know, they might go and fall over. As a child, they'll fall over and cut their leg or something, and they'll have blood pouring down their leg, and they won't even be aware of it. Or, likewise, you can have that overreaction where you barely even, you know, touch their skin and they react like you've just chopped their head off. The next one is coordination. Are they clumsy? Do they have poor coordination? Do they misjudge objects? Do they miscalculate distance? Do they misinterpret shapes? Do they crash into things? Often what happens is this one coupled with the next one are two elements that people don't often attribute to sensory processing disorder, but you think about it. Your brain is overloaded. It's getting hammered by absolute traffic of input, and it's doing its best to sort that input as best as it can. So naturally, we have issues coordinating. Well, not everyone, but some people have issues coordinating, and poor coordination is one of those aspects of sensory processing disorder, one of the outcomes. Now, the next one is one that I don't think many people have ever given much thought to, which is external movement. Too much external movement. And what do I mean by this? If you go to a shopping center, you imagine for a moment you're standing in the middle of your shopping center near you. You're the one that you've been to at some stage. And there's people running around everywhere. There's so many different colors. Every single one of those people are making noise, often yelling, talking, just so they can hear each other. And there's so much going on that it's just an absolute chaos, mayhem of sensory overload. Now, a parent could look at this in the same way as a classroom. A classroom will have 20 or 30 children running around doing their thing, making as much noise, screaming, yelling, color, you know, smells. You got a whole heap going on. External movement. When there's too much external movement, it can cause overwhelm. Now, the result of that is tiredness, fatigue. You're just feeling, oh my God, I just don't have any more energy to do this. And that's all because of the overstimulation from the sensory processing. So that's the top 10 for this video. Now, if you got to remember that there's sensory processing disorder, whilst it does relate to a lot of things. For example, you know, you can't handle having your hair brushed or having haircuts, or you've got your own little quirks. There are things that you can do to improve your situation starting today. Now, depending on what elements of sensory processing disorder are needed to be dealt with, you can look at ways of working around that. But each one of those areas, of course, are quite different in themselves. So if you've got any questions at all, I want you to simply visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Asperger's Central or hit our website up at aspergerscentral.com and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. Now, thanks a lot for watching this video and I'd like you to please make sure that you share this with any family or friends or somebody that you think may have sensory processing issues or have even a child that experiences sensory processing issues, so that way they can get some understanding and a little bit more clarity. So again, this is Andrew from Asperger's Central, and I just want to say thanks a lot and have a great day.